So we ask Hashem, answer us on this fast day. We're in pain. We're in real trouble. I'll take from the Rishenu. Don't turn to our wickedness. I'll toss their panachim amen. And don't turn your face away from us. And this seems to be a bit of a contradiction in terms. Al Tefen means don't look at us. Don't look at our negative actions. Don't look at the things we're doing wrong. Al Tasta Panachim Menu means look at us. Don't hide away from us. So what's going on? So the truth is that there are really two ways that Hashem runs the world. Either with Hester Panim or with Ha'aras Panim. Hester Panim is a concealment. Ha'aras Panim, like we say in the Bracha of Birkas Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'chineka, that Hashem should shine His light upon you. Ha'aras Panim, Ki Ba'ar Panecha. That's the source of all success and all Bracha. Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'chineka, may Hashem shine His countenance upon you and grant you grace, grant you favor. We say it in our davening as well. Ki ba'ar panecha nasata lanu Hashem elokeinu teres chayim avas chesed. The light of your countenance, Hashem, you've given us teres chayim avas chesed. This is the source of all brachas. In fact, there's a medrash tilim, perik pei. Chazal say, Pasuk says, Hashem elokim tzvakas hashiveinu ha'er panecha v'nevashea. Shine your face upon us and we'll be saved. And says the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yechanan in Lanu Ela Ha'aras Panecha, the only thing we have is Hashem's shining countenance, Hashem's shining face. That's all we have. That's our only request. Because all of the Shefa, all of the Hashpa, the goodness that comes in physicality and spirituality comes from Hashem's Ha'aras Panim. On the other hand, Hashem can conceal Himself. V'yastarti panay mikem mehem, I will conceal My face from them. All the terrible tragedies and travesties of Jewish history have come when Hashem has hidden His face from us. So therefore, what do we say here? Hashem, shine Your face upon us. Grant us Your grace, Your favor, Your brachas. Don't hide away from us, conducting yourself in the manner of Hester Panim. That's the worst thing that we can have, is when you conceal yourself from us. Sometimes Hashem looks at us though, and it's not always a good thing. Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chaf, Ani Etin as Panai Beishahu. Sometimes Hashem places all of His face on someone, all of Hashem's attention. Not always the best thing. So you say, when you're looking, you're focusing our attention on us, your attention on us, don't look at all the negative sides of us. That's Al Tefen Al Rishenu. Don't look at that which we've done wrong. But at the same time, don't behave with us in the manner of Hester Panim, of concealment, because that is the source of all of the trials and tribulations and the suffering of this galus. Hashem, interact with us. Of course you see everything. It's not the point Hashem can ignore anything. Of course He can't. Nothing's hidden from Hashem. It's really about the question of focus, hashkacha. The way in which Hashem will interact with us. We're asking Hashem to interact with us in a positive fashion. Ask Hashem to deal with us mercifully, to take care of us, deal kindly with us. To be Bavir al Midosov, so to speak, to be forbearing. To allow our teshuva to be sincere and complete.